freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's the toll-free telephone number, and you can take control of the airwaves. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Whatever it is that's on your mind goes, whether it be a political issue or even a personal problem, you take control at 800-259-9231. And we're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, by the way, so there's plenty of time for you to get on the phones and join the fun. Also, you can get on with us online at freetalklive.com. We got the Shrine of Female Listeners with our brand newest Shriner, Roxy, who is there. You can go and check her out. And also, we finally have determined that Sharon was a faker. See, now and then we get these women, so-called women, sending us their pictures, but they're not really actually pictures of them. So this
I'm not
person,
sure who Sharon is.
Sharon, I think, was the name of the new fake Shriner.
Was she? Did she have the pink lettering on her?
She was the one with the huge paper? Sign.
Okay.
She was the one with a huge sign. The newest one we haven't put up on the site yet.
Okay.
Sharon has been outed. In fact, one of our very observant listeners on the bulletin board system found that there was like a mean words that were written on the actual picture that you had to look really closely for, like something mean about Free Talk Live that
really?
Was actually on there. Yeah, and I went and looked at it. You can actually find it if you zoom in on the pic in the bottom left-hand corner. It's very naughty. So anyway, she's been outed. Anyway, go to freetalklive.com, check out the Shrine, and ladies, you can join the Shrine. Just submit your picture to ftl@freetalklive.com. Of course, the purpose is not to be a beauty contest. The purpose is just simply to show that women really do listen to Free Talk Live. So we got a lot to talk about tonight. We're here till again, 10 o'clock Eastern Time. And I know you've got some articles, man, which we're going to get to them. I had a few things as well. We do need to get to that.
Yep. So Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. And we're all members.
Yes,
you,
absolutely.
I, and all the other co-hosts that do this show.
So we got an email from Brian. Actually, Brian has called the show a couple times over the past week. He was the one who talked to us about freedom and liberty and what he believes or what he perceives of as the difference between those two.
Right.
And we were trading a couple...
Almost manically so.
We were trading a couple of emails back and forth today on a variety of different subjects. And he's kind of trying to figure out a little bit, I think, about libertarianism. It seems to be like it's a new concept for him. Not necessarily a new concept, but maybe a new... he's familiar. He likes the idea of less government, but I just don't think he quite gets how libertarians feel about it yet. So we were talking about that, and he wrote me a response that I thought deserved an on-air response from me.
Well, I'm interested. Let's hear it.
That way everyone could experience this. Anyway, he emails. He says, Ian, thanks. That does help me understand your position better. And he goes in and he's starting to quote some of the things that I said. What we were talking about is that I told him basically government can't do anything right. Because what he's saying is that Social Security... He likes the idea of changing it. He thinks it could be run better. He says the government as it is run now is grossly inefficient and set up to make the fat cats fatter and the skinny cats skinnier. That's absolutely true.
But it's untrue in a way.
What do you mean?
It alludes to the fact that government, or the idea that government could be set up in a way that wouldn't make the fat cats fatter and the skinny guys skinnier.
And he continues with that illusion.
And anytime you give somebody power, that's what's going to happen.
Right. Anybody with power has a tendency to punish his enemies and reward his friends. And that's what government allows people to do.
That's what I'd do if I had power.
No, hopefully you would abolish your office. You'd be a principled libertarian and put yourself out of a job, man. But if we did have a smaller, more constitutional government, it would undoubtedly operate much more smoothly. I would agree with that. I think if we had a smaller constitutional government, it would be better as far as operating costs and procedure and that sort of thing. But at the same time, it will only continue to stay small if we pay attention to it, especially if it were open, meaning the people would be allowed to audit the government at will. By that I mean that any citizen should be allowed to walk into any government agency and ask to see their records. It's our money, and we should be able to see how it's spent and account for every cent of it. Could you imagine if that were the case now? Government would have never gotten as big as it is now. Well, actually, the reason why government got so big, Brian, is because nobody was going into the office to check them out. Nobody was taking the time to investigate what its government was doing, what our government was doing. We just all kind of sat back and rested and enjoyed the freedoms that we had. We're not resting. We were working for ourselves and focusing on our own lives and just kind of blissfully ignorant of what was going on in Washington, D.C. Now, to be fair, we are talking about a couple hundred years ago. I mean, we're talking about 150 years ago when this is going on. And if you're living in the state of Florida, it's going to be difficult for you to know what's going on in Washington, D.C.
Or Tallahassee, for that matter.
But nonetheless, you still would have been able to get in touch with your representative, I would think, or go talk to the person who is representing you in your state capital or in the nation's capital, and at least maybe clue yourself in that way. But obviously people weren't doing that, because Washington got away with all kinds of stuff, making government bigger and bigger. And then, of course, the early part of the 20th century, we had the creation of the IRS, the Federal Reserve, and then it just skyrocketed from there as far as its growth. And even though it was all talked about in the newspapers at the time, we just shrugged our shoulders and said, well, it must be for our best interests. All these new programs, they got to be good.
It's all those wars, you know. We were verged on World War I at that point.
Right.
And the politicians get us confused because, as Americans, we're raring for a fight. We love a good fight. Mm. And we like to send our boys over across the seas and kill people. It just seems to be our way of doing things.
Well, and apparently, yeah, and during wartime, that is when the state grows to its largest. And we'll get into that a little bit later. But so I disagree, Brian. I think the government got as big as it is now simply because people weren't checking in on it. That's why. Anyway, he says, I have been listening for about 3 weeks now on podcast, and what I told Brian was that we have talked about several different issues, because Brian seemed to think that all we were about was repealing Social Security and welfare. He seemed to kind of have this idea that libertarians, those were our pet issues. And what I told him is that...
I'd say my pet issue, if I had one, would be like the death penalty and the Second Amendment.
Right. What I told him is each libertarian has their own different pet issues. I mean, there's no specific focus by the Libertarian Party. For instance, my pet issue, if I had to choose one, would be the, ending the war on drugs. Anyway, he says... So basically I said to him, well, wait a minute, We've talked about bringing our troops home from around the world, ending government involvement in marriage, and abolishing NASA in the last 2 weeks alone on this show, just as an example of the variety of topics that that we cover here on Free Talk Live. And so he says he's been listening for about 3 weeks now via podcast. He's heard us speak out on these issues, and he does applaud us for it. But every time any social programs get discussed, it's usually labeled as either communist or socialist. Your response to MTV's I Love Social Security program was particularly rabid. Well, of course it was, because it is socialist. I mean, I'm not trying to just throw that word around all over the place. I apply it when I really firmly believe something adheres to the axioms of socialism.
Of course, it's not hard when you're talking about government programs.
No, of course not, because most all of them are based on that. You point guns at people, take their money, and then distribute it in the way that you deem fit. That's central control. Central control is communism. I'm sorry. Some people are offended that we use that word on this show. Like, ooh, don't say that. Communism, well, that went out in the 50s. There's no communism anymore.
No. It went out of the general nomenclature and into the government.
Right.
So socialism is very alive and real.
Oh,
and
yes.
It's affecting you on a daily basis.
Look, Social Security
is just one example.
Central control did not work in the Soviet Union. And
Pinkos won, just in case you wondered.
And it does not work today. It doesn't work for our education system. It doesn't work for Social Security. It's communist. The principles are there at the very root of most of those government programs that you're talking about. We're going to come back with more of this and your calls as well at 1-800-259-9231. That's right. You can take control of the airwaves. Take control of the show. 1-800-259-9231. It's your show. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
We all know how important it is to remember Mother's Day this May the 8th. For one that's done so much for us throughout our lives, Mother's Day is the real opportunity to say, thanks, Mom, for all that you've done for me. Say thanks with a bouquet from theflowerplace.com. They're one of the top online florists, and they take their work very seriously. When you call to order flowers for your mom this Mother's Day, you'll be talking to a real florist, not some kid in the boiler room. And not only do they have many choices on their website, theflowerplace.com, but they can also make a special custom arrangement for your special mom. And most importantly, they don't raise their prices for the holidays. So you can enjoy their everyday low prices this Mother's Day. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. From and to 185 countries, including the U.S. and Canada. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 1-866-355-0023.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of the U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
If you're still sleeping on an ordinary flatbed, call toll-free to get free information about super-relaxing, super-comfortable Craftmatic Monaco model adjustable beds. Call toll-free and I'll mail you an informative catalog plus a special 30% off savings certificate, good for a whopping 30% off any Monaco. Monaco beds adjust electrically at the touch of a button to raise your head, back, legs, and feet into 1,001 relaxing positions. Watch TV, read, eat, sew, do crosswords, or just elevate your feet and rest. Then turn on the bed's soothing heat and built-in massage. Before you know it, you'll drift off into wonderful, relaxing, rejuvenating sleep. To get your free Monaco catalog and 30% off savings certificate by mail, call toll-free.
Call toll-free 1-800-413-8787. That's 1-800-413-8787. That number again, 1-800-413-8787.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the number for you to take control of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And join us online at freetalklive.com. We got live streaming there for you, the broadband version and the not-so-broadband version. It's all free at freetalklive.com. We're going through an email here from Brian. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. So Brian says he's been listening for about 3 weeks now. And he's heard us speak out on issues, various issues. He applauds us for it. But every time any social programs get discussed, it's usually labeled as either communist or socialist. Our response to MTV's I Love Social Security program was particularly rabid. Like I said before, I do think that it's unfair to you to have to pay into it, especially the way it's set up now. But if we get rid of these programs instead of fixing them, we still have the same government we have now, then that just means that people are going to get effed. And the government won't give us that money back. They'll just rename Social Security government security or some crap like that, and they'll keep it all to themselves. At least the way it is now, old people get some, okay, very little money. I love my grandma, but I can barely afford to feed me and my girlfriend, so I don't really have any cash left over to help her out. So I, for one, am glad that at least she can pay her bills and eat. Brian, they've got you fooled. They've got you snookered. They've tricked you into believing that if we get rid of Social Security, your grandmother will starve. Basically, that's what they've done. And they've done a real good job at this particular PR campaign. We hear that claim all the time. If you end Social Security, old people will be dying in the streets. They'll be starving to death. No. No, 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 no. See, you have to look at the big picture, Brian. If we end Social Security, and at the same time, end all the other unconstitutional programs, because you have to remember, when we're talking about ending one program on this show, we're talking about doing it to every single one of them that's unconstitutional. And you can pretty much pick randomly one of the alphabet letter agencies in Washington, D.C. It's likely to be unconstitutional, whether it be the Department of Transportation, the Department of Education,
SSI.
Yeah, the Secret Service, not the Secret Service, but the maybe the Secret Service, I'm not sure about them. FBI, CIA, and what I was looking for is the SS, which is the SSS. The,
I don't know what that is.
Draft registration people. Oh. What's their name? Selective Service.
Something
or other. Selective Security Service, whatever. Anyway, all of them unconstitutional. End it all. Cut the taxes. Allow people to keep all the money they earn. Now, you say you can't afford to pay for grandma's food right now. But what if you had 50% more money every year? Would you be able to afford it then? What if you had 15% more each year? 15% raise. Now, if you're making $10,000 a year, that's pretty poor. I mean, that's pretty miserable. 15% of $10,000 a year is $1,500. You can't feed grandma for $1,500 a year? The average person in America makes $20,000 a year. That'd be $3,000, wouldn't it? $3,000 back?
That ought to feed grandma.
Yeah, I think that's going to feed grandma, maybe even grandpa, too. Now remember, this is happening to everybody. It's not just you, Brian. It's everybody. When we downsize the size of government, every single person in this country benefits, from the poorest of the poor to the richest of the rich.
Now let's not forget that in the sort of overall libertarian plan, all the people that deserve Social Security will get it.
That's true.
They will, we're going to sell off the government, all the stuff the government owns.
The government owns like a third of the land in the United States. Something obscene like that. Maybe it's even more than a third. It's probably more than a third out west. The government owns buildings beyond belief. Just a huge amount of property. I mean, think about all the government buildings in your town. Sell them! Put them up to the highest bidder. Auction them off to the highest bidder. The money that comes in from that auction will be enough to pay off every single person who is expecting Social Security, every single person who's currently receiving Social Security. It'd be enough to give a nice little severance package to all the people in those buildings, you know, just to give them a couple months to go find a job in the free market, to find a real job. And on top of that, it'd probably go a real long way, if not completely, paying off the debt.
There'd be a glut in the job market of bureaucrats.
Well, they wouldn't be bureaucrats anymore. As soon as you quit the bureaucracy, you're no longer a bureaucrat. Then you can become a private, productive citizen. And as they found out, when bureaucrats become privatized, if you will, they find a sense of pride again in their jobs. We found that out with one of the New Jersey water departments. They were failing miserably at upkeeping the water pipes in this particular town in New Jersey.
They said it couldn't be done.
Yeah, they said, oh, they're just so old, we can't do anything about it. You're just going to have to be poisoned, basically. And so the mayor said, no, I'm not going to take that from you. And then he contracted the work out to private companies. And in fact, he turned over the entire water department to the highest bidder of the private, or the lowest bidder, or whatever, to the private company. And a lot of the guys that were bureaucrats before kept their jobs, but they were working for a company at that point. And afterwards, they were interviewed, after they'd been working for this company for a little while, they were interviewed and were really, they had a sense of pride in their jobs before, whereas before they were just worthless bureaucrats. Now they felt like they were making a difference in their own lives and other people's lives. It was that much of a contrast for them. So again, everybody's going to have more money, everyone's going to have more wealth in a free America. So it goes a long way towards taking care of people. As far as people dying in the streets, just wouldn't happen. It just wouldn't. Anyway, going on here, he says, Okay, the other thing that we were talking about, the other issue, again, there's a variety of issues here, was that then we kind of got into a theoretical discussion of anarchy, and specifically about the military, and my opinion that it doesn't really need to be around. You know, he made the claim that if we didn't have the military, we'd be taken over by some other country, which we've heard that claim before.
I don't think you can take over America because all Americans are allowed to own guns by the Second Amendment.
Right.
This would be one difficult country to fight a land war on.
Here's the real interesting point. And actually, I thought of this when I was in the shower last night. Think of some interesting things in the shower. But the irony is, when you're dealing with a country taking over another, it's usually done like this. They invade, destroy that country's military, and then use that country's military apparatus to control the people.
Like, how so?
Well, for instance, if you've got a military in the United States and somebody came in here and invaded us and was strong enough to defeat that military, well, then they'd have all the tanks and all the jets and all the bombs and all the guns at their disposal to use against the people in that country.
Hmm.
You see what I mean?
I suppose.
If you are strong enough to defeat that country's military that you're invading, you get the spoils, if you will. You get the equipment and the arms of that military, and you can use them to point guns at more people and tell them to do what you want them to.
Got it.
So, therefore, if we didn't have a military to defeat, if there was no military apparatus in the United States for someone to defeat, then it would be that much more difficult. Because usually when a country gets...
I think we need armories and militia.
Oh, absolutely. But I'm talking about a central military for somebody to come in and win against. Okay, because if there's that central military for them to come in, invade, and destroy, then they get to use that against the populace. This is how it's been done.
Mm-hmm.
This is how it's been done over throughout time.
Makes sense. I mean,
so if all that is gone, poof, and maybe the local militia has a tank, and you've got tanks spread out throughout the country, and you've got arms spread out throughout the country, you're talking about an insurmountable task. You're talking about impossible. There's no way that Red China could invade the United States and win on a house-to-house fight. That's just the fact. If you want to deny it, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. It's your show. Take control. Free Talk Live.
Attention parents. Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. The new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizeDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizeDC.org.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. Reading, writing, and arithmetic are the three R's of education. So when I come back after the break, I'll waive your tuition and school you in the three R's of buying a vehicle. What do your engine, transmission, driveline, power steering, and cooling system all have in common? When your service technician properly cleans, flushes, and conditions these systems with BG products and services, it pays off big time. With more trouble-free miles for you. Why BG? BG services include a 150,000-mile 7-year protection plan. Free. Some restrictions apply, so get the facts on protecting your automotive investment at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. A diploma on your wall is treasure, but you could be rewarded in the wallet by considering the reading, writing, and arithmetic of car buying. Reading, in other words, research. Check the internet for specific features on different models and decide which makes the top grade before you set foot on the lot. riding. Let's make that riding. Take a test drive and get a feel for the vehicle. If there's something you sort of don't like during the test drive, you really won't like it in everyday driving. And finally, do the arithmetic. Add together the total cost of vehicle ownership, including insurance, gas, maintenance, and monthly payments. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, the Thursday night edition. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to talk to you about whatever you want. Whatever's on your mind goes at 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We have got the bulletin board system there with thousands of posts, hundreds of users interacting of a variety of different topics, so be sure you check that out. It's absolutely free at freetalklive.com. So again, you take control. Otherwise, we talk about what we want. And right now, we're in the middle of an email. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. This email was from Brian. It touches on a variety of different issues. We talked about Social Security already, turning the country over to liberty in general, bringing back the free market. And now we're kind of getting into the theoretical realm, like total fantasy land. Because it's really a total fantasy to suggest that we wouldn't have a military in the United States. Specifically, that we wouldn't have a standing army. Because the Constitution does say we're allowed to have a navy. The Constitution does say that we can raise money and raise an army, but it can't be for longer than 2 years.
Right.
So clearly we're doing something unconstitutional with our army, because
it's been around a long time.
It's a little overdue to be shut down. So I was arguing for not having a military with Brian, and in my initial email to him, I said what you've described is pure paranoia, and what I'm talking about is when he suggested that, well, if we didn't have a military, we'd be taken over by the Red Chinese. I said, it's pure paranoia. Actually, it'd be impossible to conquer America if we didn't have a military. The way countries are conquered is by one country defeating another's military, taking control of that military's weaponry and strength, and using it to subdue the people. If there's no military here to defeat, then they have to fight a house-to-house battle against armed Americans, and that's virtually impossible. And this is why the Swiss get left alone. Well, Brian says, now this I have a problem believing. First of all, if a country, let's say China, for example, already had plenty of military weaponry and strength, then us not having any would only make it easier on them. Their job would be halfway done for them, because they wouldn't have to defeat our military. Just skip to step two, subduing the people. They would still have to fight a house-to-house battle against some armed Americans either way. I'm not saying it would be easy for them to do, but it would be profitable for them to do so. Look at Iraq. We didn't take over their military's weaponry and strength to subdue them. We simply used our own. And then he does admit, granted, it hasn't been easy. Yeah, Brian, hello. We're still fighting the war in Iraq. It hasn't been easy. And we're the biggest, baddest military in the world. And we're being held off and threatened by a bunch of ragtag group of insurgents in Iraq. This is how the strongest military in the world is received in Iraq? They're not bending over for us. You really think that Americans would be so easily overtaken by any other country? Come on. I don't believe for a second.
There would be these people and these... there would be an army, but it would not be in place all the time. It'd be more like reservists. You know, the militia...
We're talking about a constitutional fantasy land, right?
Right. If, in fact, we had a constitutional government, the army wouldn't exist until needed, and then it would be a militia or reserve...
Called together.
Yeah, it would be called together.
Sure.
And they'd still have the weapons. There'd still be the big airplanes to drop bombs on people. There would still be tanks. There would still be ships in the Navy. I mean, you would have to, by the way, get this army from Red China to here in order to fight us,
right?
Which would be pretty difficult.
Again, we're in fantasy land.
Without a navy, yeah. I mean, with our navy, and China doesn't really have one. I mean, I suppose Canada could invade, but that would be where the army came into play. Mexico is invading, but, you know, what are you going
to
do?
But to use Iraq as an example of what... That's the worst example you could possibly use, because we're getting our... Basically, we're getting our asses kicked. I mean, yes, we're probably killing more of them than they are of us, but he goes on to say... he says they have control over Iraq's government and people. No, they don't. They have a semblance of control. They have control mechanisms in place. They have barbed wire around the cities. They have checkpoints, but they're not in control. If they were in control, there wouldn't be explosions and people dying every day.
I think we would be talking about degrees of control here, I think is what he's referring to.
Well, considering the size and strength of our military, and we always brag about how we're the biggest, baddest military in the world, and considering the fact that these guys running around virtually unorganized can hold us off, come on.
Well, what about, I mean, you can't say that they have control over Tampa Bay. You know, I mean, there's still a drugs are still coming in.
No, they don't.
Well, see, that's the point.
Okay,
You're saying that the federal government doesn't have control over its own citizens in Tampa Bay. So you're not giving this kid any room to maneuver in this argument. I mean, it's the federal government of the United States, and you're saying it doesn't have control over these citizens, when in fact it has a lot of control.
It does have a lot of control, but as far as in a war sense, it's not in control.
Anyway. Okay.
Going on here, he says, granted, there is still resistance, but to stay there, they will. Eventually, all of the rebels will either be killed off or forced into hiding. No, I think that's fantasy land again. That'd be nice if that happened. Maybe then we'd go ahead and come home. But unfortunately, the more people you kill in the country you've invaded, the more you anger the people that live there. The more likely you're going to create more rebels. That's what we're seeing happen. When you bomb grandma's house, her grandson gets really angry and decides to go blow himself up in front of a convoy. So, no, yes, you can kill more and more rebels. Yes, absolutely. You can continue to kill rebels, but you will continue to create rebels as long as you continue to kill them. Anyway, he says, I'm not saying this would happen for sure, but I do believe it to be likely. We went to Iraq to steal their oil. Our country's the richest in the world. It would be worth it for China to take us over just so they can gain dominance. I just don't understand that rationale. China is in a great position right now. They have all kinds of products being sent here. We've got our money's going out to China like crazy. They're benefiting way more by trading with us than they ever could possibly benefit by taking us over.
That's true.
Economics and free trade is what prevents wars from happening. Trading with countries, why would you want to kill off your biggest customer? Americans aren't going to buy Chinese products if the Chinese are in their streets shooting them. So I just don't understand that rationale. He says they do have a history of invading other countries. He's talking about China, and he gives Tibet as an example, and taking their land just as we do. Again,
those are disputes. That's disputes over territory,
well,
just to be clear.
But is Tibet the size of China?
No.
No! It's another big country invading another little country. I mean, are we going to go and invade any country of any decent size? No, we pick on little Iraq. And even then, we still can't dominate them. So there you go. Brian, thanks for... Oh, and he says, why would anyone want to take Switzerland anyway? Snappy pocket knives, nice clocks, cocoa. Very funny, Brian. The fact is, everybody in Switzerland, every man in Switzerland, and I don't agree with this, by the way, is forced to serve in the military. They are issued a rifle when they're in the military. They're forced by law to keep that rifle in their home. So the point is, Switzerland has armed homes all over the place. Every single home with a man in it has arms in it. And so, therefore, I think it was, I don't know if it was Hitler or one of his henchmen, labeled Switzerland the little porcupine. Because, basically, Hitler was asking, well, why don't we take Switzerland? Well, they're the little porcupine. You don't want to mess with them. Because they're armed all over the place. We wouldn't stand a chance.
Not to mention they did lots of nice business with Switzerland during the war.
Well, yeah, that's another good point. 800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. The U.S. Attorney General's gloating about a 10,000 fugitive arrest thing that they did apparently recently within the past 10 or so days. We'll talk about that. Montel Williams, he's a criminal. Did you know that? Montel Williams, vicious criminal.
Lock him away.
We'll talk about that coming up as well. And your calls, you take control. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
We all know how important it is to remember Mother's Day this May the 8th. For one that's done so much for us throughout our lives, Mother's Day is the real opportunity to say, thanks, Mom, for all that you've done for me. Say thanks with a bouquet from theflowerplace.com. They're one of the top online florists, and they take their work very seriously. When you call to order flowers for your mom this Mother's Day, you'll be talking to a real florist, not some kid in the boiler room. And not only do they have many choices on their website, theflowerplace.com, but they can also make a special custom arrangement for your special mom. And most importantly, they don't raise their prices for the holidays. So you can enjoy their everyday low prices this Mother's Day. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. From and to 185 countries, including the U.S. and Canada. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 1-866-355-0023.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy and until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans resecure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past 2 decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug, and in just minutes, your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free, 800-259-9231. It is your show. You take control and bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got the updates section. You just click updates, sign up, takes you maybe a minute or two, and then from that point on, we'll send you an email whenever there's something new to announce about the show. For instance, a new affiliate or a new Shriner. I know that at some point over the weekend, we're going to be adding another new Shriner, another new validated Shriner to the website. So it is definitely a good time for the Shrine of Female Listeners at freetalklive.com. Again, we got a lot to talk about tonight, but you can always interrupt the show and take control at 1-800-259-9231. Since we talked about Iraq, though, I'd like to get to this from the Advocates for Self-Government. They send out a bi-weekly newsletter, and in this particular one, they had an excerpt from a speech from one of our favorite Congress critters, Mr. Ron Paul from Texas. Actually, the only congressperson that I have a liking for, because he's a libertarian at heart. He's a Republican by registration,
right?
But he once ran for the presidency under the Libertarian ticket, so definitely a principled Libertarian. The following is excerpted from a much longer speech delivered before the U.S. House of Representatives on April 6th by Mr. Ron Paul from Texas. And the question is, who's better off, since we're talking about Iraq? Whenever the administration is challenged regarding the success of the Iraq war, or regarding the false information used to justify the war, the retort is, well, aren't the people of Iraq better off? The insinuation is that anyone who expresses any reservations about supporting the war is an apologist for Saddam Hussein and every ruthless act he's ever committed. How much better off are the Iraqi people Hundreds of thousands of former inhabitants of Fallujah are certainly not better off with their city flattened and their homes destroyed. Hundreds of thousands are not better off living with foreign soldiers patrolling their streets, curfew, and the loss of basic utilities. I think we read some article recently that said they get power like a third of the day or something like that over there.
Well, it's like that in lots of third world type countries, but
it wasn't like that before we invaded.
That's true.
100,000 dead Iraqis, as estimated by the Lancet Medical Journal, are certainly not better off. One question the war promoters don't want to hear asked because they don't want to face up to the answer is this. Are Christian Iraqis better off today since we decided to build a new Iraq through force of arms? The answer to that is plainly no. Sure, there are only 800,000 Christians living in Iraq, but under Saddam Hussein, they were free to practice their religion. Today, the Christian churches in Iraq are under attack, and Christians are no longer safe. Many Christians have been forced to flee Iraq to migrate to Syria. But there's another question that's equally important. Are the American people better off because of the Iraq war? One thing's for sure, the 1,500-plus dead American soldiers are not better off.
No.
And I would also suggest that their families aren't either. The nearly 20,000 severely injured or sickened American troops are not better off. The families, wives, husbands, children, parents, and friends of those who lost so much are not better off. The families in the 40,000 troops who are forced to re-enlist against their will, a de facto draft, we've talked about it several times here on Free Talk Live, it's called stop loss, are definitely not feeling better off. They believe they've been deceived by their enlistment agreements. The American taxpayers are not better off having spent over $200 billion to pursue this war, with billions yet to be spent. The victims of the inflation that always accompanies a guns and butter policy, and I don't know what that means, guns and butter policy. Does anyone know what that means? Can you explain it?
No.
800-259-9231. They're always getting a dose of what will become much worse. Are our relationships with the rest of the world better off? I'd say no. Because of the war, our alliances with the Europeans are weaker than ever. The anti-American hatred among a growing number of Muslims around the world is greater than ever. This makes terrorist attacks more likely than they were before the invasion. Al-Qaeda recruiting has accelerated. Iraq is even being used as a training ground for Al-Qaeda terrorists, which it never was under Hussein's rule. One of the most significant consequences in times of war that we ought to be concerned about, of course, is the inevitable loss of personal liberty. And this is definitely something we're concerned about here on Free Talk Live. This willingness to give up hard-fought personal liberties has been especially noticeable in the atmosphere of the post-September 11th war on terrorism. Security has replaced liberty as our main political goal, damaging the American spirit. These attitudes and fears surrounding the 9/11 tragedy and our eagerness to go to war in the Middle East against countries not responsible for the attacks have allowed a callousness to develop in our national psyche that justifies torture and rejects due process of law for those who are suspects and not convicted criminals, like poor Jose Padilla and the other guys that I don't even know their names. The guys that we've been told about once or twice that the government has just kind of picked off the streets and thrown into a military brig somewhere without bothering to charge them with anything. The most un-American thing you can imagine. Just completely abrogating the Bill of Rights.
Forget due process.
Yeah. This is all happening because of our war on terror. We've come to accept preemptive war as necessary, constitutional, and morally justifiable, which it's not. Starting a war without a proper declaration is now of no concern to most Americans or the U.S. Congress. I would propose that Americans just don't seem to be concerned with what their government does, period. And that's why we're in the situation we're in today. Finally, Ron Paul says, we've lost our way by rejecting the beliefs that made our country great. We no longer trust in trade, friendship, peace, the Constitution, and the principle of neutrality, while avoiding entangling alliances with the rest of the world. We've been way far away.
Isn't that what George Washington said?
Something like that. Spreading the message of hope and freedom by setting an example for the world, which is how we used to be in America. That's why we were given the Statue of Liberty, because we were a shining example in the darkness of tyranny of the world for people to come to be free, and we're not anymore. Finally, he says, it's been replaced by a belief that the use of armed might is the only practical tool to influence the world, and we have accepted as the only superpower the principle of initiating war against others. It's going to be to our detriment, America. You better wake up. It's Free Talk Live, coming back with more.
We've all heard about the benefits of infrared light therapy, but never have we heard of anything as amazing as this. Diamedics, the leading authority on polychromatic infrared diode therapy in the U.S., now offers its patented Painex 2000 to the public. The Painex 2000 uses the same technology NASA uses aboard the space shuttle and the same technology used by the Navy SEALs. Now it's available to you. The Painex 2000 is FDA cleared for joint aches and pains, increases circulation, and relaxes those achy muscles. Diamedics has literally written the book on polychromatic infrared diode therapy. Using five different wavelengths in the Painex 2000 has made it the most advanced infrared light therapy product on the market today. With over 12 different models to choose from, there's a Painex 2000 device for everyone. Visit Diamedics.com. That's Diomedics.com. Or get your free catalog today by calling toll-free 888-972-4699. Again, your free catalog, toll-free 888-972-4699.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
You love your coffee, don't you? Every morning, every afternoon, you couldn't live without it. Unfortunately, with every good thing, there's a little guilt. Are you putting the right thing in your body? Well, the solution is here. How about healthy coffee? Now you can enjoy guilt-free, healthy coffee from New Concepts. Choose from nutritious classic black coffee made from coffee beans and high-quality Ganoderma extract that has been documented to have extraordinary health benefits. Or indulge in a daily cup of mocha for that chocolate flavor made with a luscious combination of premium coffee beans and Ganoderma extract. Specially blended to give you an authentic, creamy coffee. Need an extra energy boost? Try ginseng coffee, combining Ganoderma extract and ginseng, resulting in an exotic, decadent flavor. All coffee beverages are naturally low in caffeine. New Concepts also offers delectable teas and other delicious beverages for the whole family. Call now and experience guilt-free, healthy coffees or teas from New Concepts by calling toll-free 888-439-3652, 888-439-3652, or shop at new-concepts.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Talking about the issues nobody else wants to discuss because they're scared of them. And which they're frightened to death of talking about freedom. What is wrong with... We are just so brainwashed today in America. We have been completely, utterly brainwashed from childhood on up, and we've completely forgotten our history because it's been taught to us wrong. We've seen, actually, we've actually been read straight on the air here. One of the current high school students has called us up and read straight from his textbook utter abject lies about this country's founding.
Well, between,
that are being taught to our kids.
Between that and the media scaring the crap out of us about everything you can possibly imagine. You know, I mean, if you watch the 6 o'clock news, the local news in your town, the only thing you get to hear about is death and destruction. You know, usually on a local level, and then the national news comes on, and you can hear about death and destruction on a national level.
Well, what's worse than that is the media.
So nobody trusts their own... Nobody trusts the next door neighbor. They never know what's going to happen. These people are dangerous. Everybody's dangerous. We've got to control them.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're willing to give up their own freedoms in order to control their neighbor.
Well, exactly. If you want to control somebody else, you will end up finding yourself controlled. That's just how it works. We were emailed, by the way, from Sean a few days ago. Last week on the show, we were scraping around trying to find the actual poem that was on the bottom of the Statue of Liberty. And he has found it and emailed it to us.
That's nice.
Here it is. It is the New Colossus. That's the name of it. He says, by the way, Sean adds this to the email. He says, I'm not really a poem type of guy, but it's really strange how this one really hits me. It's from Emma Lazarus, the poems of Emma Lazarus, back from 1889, man, which... The new Colossus, not like the brazen giant of Greek fame, with conquering limbs astride from land to land. Here at our sea-washed sunset gates shall stand a mighty woman with a torch, whose flame is imprisoned lightning, and her name Mother of Exiles. And what do you think that means, man, which... Mother of Exiles.
Well, we... Take in. We've always kind of got the cast-offs and the reprobates of other countries. The ones that are doing very well in other countries don't have a tendency to leave and come here. Didn't get a bunch of aristocracy from England or Germany or wherever our immigrants came from. We got cast-offs.
From her beacon hand, the flame, the torch, glows worldwide welcome. Boy, that's changed, hasn't it, since 1889? Worldwide welcome?
Yeah.
Not anymore. We got the Border Patrol.
We got to put up fences.
Her mild eyes command the air-bridged harbor, the Twin Cities frame. Keep ancient lands your storied pomp. I actually had to go... It's so old school. I'm so uneducated, I didn't know what that meant. Storied pomp. Basically talking about their excess. The pomp meaning dignified or magnificent display, their splendor, their vain or ostentatious display.
I was thinking it meant had to do with the aristocracy and the rituals that go around, kings and the things.
You keep all that.
Yeah.
You keep all that, ancient lands. She cries with silent lips. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. The wretched refuse of your teeming shore. She's asking for them. She's beckoning. You're poor? Come on. Come over here. The wretched refuse of your teeming shore, send these, the homeless, the tempest-tossed, to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door. That's it. That's what's on our Statue of Liberty. We've forgotten it today. We're trying to keep people out of this country. We're trying to be exclusive. And that is not the hallmark of a free nation.
That's certainly not something you're going to hear in government schools.
Absolutely not. 1-800-259-9231. Montel Williams, the criminal. We're going to hear from him coming up. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're talking...